to play-in games on a Tuesday night. We're going to talk about both of them. My name is Shlomo Stark.
My name is Levy Jacob.
And this is the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. Levy, game of the day, obviously. Play-in game of the day. Golden State, Memphis.
What a game.
Great game. My note from the Warriors game stands. The Warriors look small. Like, Zach Edey and JJJ, I felt like when they needed a bucket in the paint, they could get one. The only issue was foul trouble. That's why they weren't really available. But I think this game came down to what Bill Simmons talks about a lot, which is, who's the best player in the series? And the Warriors were the better team, but if the Memphis had the best player in the series, I feel like they would have won it. But it was just Curry at the end. It was like, Curry. And he came through like he's done many, many times. And he's such a good shooter. He's so good at twos and threes. He's so good at like running around and getting open. Like at one point, Scottie Pippen Jr. was just basically just hanging on his jersey. And like, is like, you are not getting the ball. Anyone else but you. Jimmy Butler made a nice mid-range. But like, it was all about Steph Curry. He had 37 points. He didn't even shoot that well. 9 of 22, but just when it mattered at the end. And we have to talk about Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Curry came alive in the fourth, but Butler was great in that first half. He finished with 38 points, 12 of 20 shooting, 12 of 18 from the line. Memphis, it was Desmond Bane who was the guy. Edey was huge. He didn't shoot well, but he was just a big presence in the paint. 17 boards. And Ja, you know, Ja was solid. 22 points, 9 of 18 shooting. He was like their guy. When they needed a bucket, they turned to him. But it was a great game. I now think that the Grizzlies will win. They'll beat the Kings or Mavericks. I think after watching them tonight, I was impressed with them, at least somewhat. But yeah, that's my takeaway from this game. What about you?
I think that they're missing Jalen Wells, the Grizzlies. That was very apparent. This Kerr-Kuminga thing is very interesting to me. Like, did he touch the floor? I only got there late.
Nope, he didn't play at all.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just very interesting for such a raw prospect that's been now, I think, there for 3 years, I want to say, that there's just, like, they haven't found any useful way to use him in a system. I think that it's also partially because of the, like, the same way they wanted, like, D'Angelo Russell out. Like, he's a young guy, not the highest basketball IQ, is something that really bothers Steve Kerr. But he really is a weapon that they could have used. Like, I don't know. You look at them out there, like you're saying, like they need size, but they just need physicality. Like Gary Payton II, you know, is, I don't know. He's, like, when I'm watching out there, he just looks very small. And I think he is. I think he's like 6'3 or something. He's very small. But against the Grizzlies even, you know, who is not like they have so much crazy size. Zach Edey, like you said, was definitely a presence. Also, Jaren Jackson Jr. has one of the strangest shots I've ever seen in my life, but it goes in.
Goes in.
Ja also was out for some time. They're a very formidable team, but also they went on in that run when Ja was out. Which I wonder if, by some chance, they don't make to the first series. I wonder if those rumors that we heard in the middle of the year about maybe Memphis is looking to move on from Ja is, like, if there's any truth to that, we'll see in the offseason.
I say there's no way there's truth to that because he means too much to the city. They're not, especially after what just happened with Luka. So from a basketball standpoint, there's going to be rumors and you're going to hear like maybe they should move on from Ja, because from a basketball standpoint, that might be the smartest thing to do because you could probably get a lot for him and it's just not working what they're doing with him. But I'm telling you now, my prediction, they are not going to trade him because he means too much to Memphis and they don't want the team. Right now, while they might not be the best, the fans have not turned on them. Memphis fans love these guys, and they'll defend them to death. They'll be like, when we're all on, we're on. Like, we're good. Like, you hear Verno on the mismatch. He's like, we're good, baby. Like, so if you get rid of Ja, maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, but you risk, like, losing a real fan base because there's, like, a lot of Ja fans. And I think after seeing what happened with Luka, they're not going to risk that. Unless there's a Godfather offer, which for Ja, I don't think there is, because if there were, you know, if someone wants him that badly, he probably wouldn't be worth trading.
Looking at the team, Jalen, like we said, Jalen Wells was a very important piece of this team. I just don't know what you do to make this team better, I guess. Maybe the answer is that Edey needs to be...
Edey and Wells are going to get better every year.
But that's what we thought with Gigi Jackson. We'd get better from last year to this year. And I don't know. They're a very good team.
Special.
You think Edie special?
I've thought this since he was drafted. He was my favorite player in this draft. Like, I had him as, like, the dark horse for rookie of the year. Because I thought Memphis would be, like, a better team. And I figured, like, a good rookie on a good team could really win rookie of the year. But, like, my prediction, here's my Zach Edey prediction. You ready? My Zach Edey prediction is he's going, in 10 years, we're going to say he was the best rookie in this class.
Interesting.
Like, better than Ristachet, better than Sarr, better than Missy.
Castle?
Ooh, I forgot about Castle. Yeah, why not? Make the take.
We're already here.
Why not? I went for it. What do I have to lose? Yeah.
Do you think he's going to start shooting? That's my only question.
What?
Do you think he's going to start shooting?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know, like, if they're going to need it. It's more of just, like he could be, like, an Anthony Davis type presence on defense. Okay, he's good. He's a rookie. He's small. He's young.
I don't think he's fast enough. Is the only problem. And usually, as a rookie, or I guess after rookie season, you don't usually get faster.
No, I don't think he's gonna be Anthony Davis. Anyway, listen, I wasn't so impressed with Ristachet. My point my point was more like this rookie class isn't that good. I think he could be the best in it, but I forgot about Castle. Anyway, I'm going to keep my prediction anyway and just be like, now it's cool that I said even with Castle.
Just about the Warriors, I'm happy that Jimmy Butler came more alive. I think that if they're really looking to make any sizable difference moving forward in the playoffs, they need a better answer at the end of games than just Steph. He's amazing. He's incredible, but it's just not sustainable.
I don't know. I like watching him at the end of games. I'm good.
But if everybody else knows... If everybody else knows, you know?
Right, like the Clippers figured it out. And they're like, hey, let's force a shot to Buddy Hield, who bricked it.
Right. The Grizzlies had nobody who could chase him. That's the problem.
No, Scottie Pippen didn't do a bad job. Like, did you see how he would pump the pump fake, then the other pump fake, then it went in?
Yeah.
He was chasing him. Curry's just better.
Yeah, but you need, like the Clippers had it right, where you have these players who are just bigger and physically more inclined to guard Steph running around after Steph. And Clippers, like, threw, like, two guys at him. At all times.
Yeah. Okay. Next. I don't know if you want to call it a game, but the Magic beat the Hawks 120-95. Hawks had no offense or defense, for that matter. No one played that well for either team. That's my take.
Well, I'll tell you, what I didn't realize was the Magic... Did you know the Magic are number two in defense?
Yeah, they're really good defensively.
I didn't know that. They were that good.
Well, I didn't know they were number two. I knew they were a top defensive team. I'll be honest. I knew the Magic were really good at defense, and I knew the Hawks were really bad at defense.
So the Magic got up big on offense to start off with. Anthony Black, by the way, also is like really coming alive right now. I mean, he's a good player. He's a smart basketball player. Like high IQ kind of player. Is just the question was he able to put it together on the court? And tonight he was. That size really helped him against Trae Young. But they were able to get out to an early lead and then just kind of sustain that throughout the whole game. No, I think I was saying that 120-95 is a big margin. I think like in most games, right, they'd say like, okay, you know, it doesn't tell the full story in the last minutes. There was a separation, whatever. It was kind of the full story of this game. The Magic completely just took over and really made sure that they were in the playoff.
Yeah, the Magic played well the first quarter and the fourth quarter. First quarter, they outscored the Hawks 32-17. And the fourth quarter, they outscored the Hawks 40-22.
Also, Trae got ejected.
Trae got ejected. That was big. He was like, it was also such a stupid ejection. He was like keeping the ball away from the ref, not giving it to him. Then he threw it to him. That was silly.
Like, they were already down very big, and it was the fourth. But it was
was like, come on, man. Like, it's a playing game. I mean, it's a big game. Like, you don't do that. One thing I will note, Magic shot 28% from three, but the Hawks shot 19%. 4 of 21 from three for the Hawks. Pretty bad. Either good defense or bad offense, whatever you want to call it. Are you excited for, what are you more excited for, Boston, Orlando, or Golden State, Houston?
So I think that this is actually one of those scenarios in regards to Golden State, Houston, that people were talking about, like in terms of kind of maybe flipping the series and having Golden State beat Houston. However,
you also think Houston's going to win?
Yeah.
Me too. They have too much defense to throw at Curry. Like, it's Dylan Brooks, it's Amon Thompson. It's like, they have such good defense and it's the perfect team to like, just like take them down. They have all the guards to throw at him.
But I think because of the 7-game series.
No one can guard Şengün.
I think that Draymond, Şengün in particular, he's physical, but he's the kind of physical that Draymond can get into it with, like, can get into his head a little bit more. But in regards to, I think it's a 7-game series. I think that we've been seeing Curry working overtime because all of these are single eliminations. I think that when it gets to, or I guess not single eliminations, but the playoff clincher for them against the Clippers and now this, their supporting guys also in the last game, like in the rest of the quarters, were pretty solid. Like Moses Moody was like very good for them.
Moody's become a guy. He replaced Kuminga.
And Quinton Post.
I'm rooting for the Warriors, but think I have Rockets in 6. You?
Yeah, I think that the Rockets are, I think the Rockets will win. Ultimately.
Okay. Boston Magic. I have Boston in 4, maybe 5.
I think 5, but I think out of all the scenarios, this is, like, out of all the scenarios of who could have played Boston, I think this is fun just because of the forwards competing. And I think also because Jaylen Brown is, like, weird.
Paolo Tatum battle?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Also, okay. Paolo can show Tatum how to, you know, properly be a primary scorer.
I love it. Okay, tomorrow we got Miami, Chicago, and Dallas, Sacramento. I wouldn't have done 7-8-7-8. I would have done 7-8-9-10, 7-8-9-10, because like this is such a boring night. Like the 9-10 slot is like super boring. Like with Phoenix and Dallas, Sacramento will probably lose to Memphis. You know what I mean? Like you can give me like
But I think they're trying to give priority to the seeding.
You're saying rest?
Yeah, to the higher seeds.
That makes sense.
It's annoying, but
yeah, that actually makes sense. Okay, so that's tonight. We'll hopefully recap it tomorrow. We don't know exactly what our story is because there's a holiday, but we're going to try to recap both games tomorrow, Friday night. Okay, so we're not going to be recapping that. Saturday night is Lakers, Minnesota, Detroit, New York, Denver, Clippers, and Milwaukee, Indiana. So Sunday, we're going to have a lot to talk about because we have to talk about those 4 games. And then we'll probably mention at the end playing games from Friday. That was the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. I want to thank you, Levy, for co-hosting and producing. And I want to thank you for listening. See you around.